Welcome into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Good morning, Northern Colorado. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. I'm Brady Hole. We got Angel on the other side of the bulletproof glass. Ready for a huge week here. I mean, this, I know the Broncos lost, whatever. I think it just went, we're sweeping that one under the rug. Just who cares? We're done. Because during that game yesterday, you actually had a press conference for Coach Prime. Now you've got prime time in Colorado. Absolutely huge. Susan and Cheryl love it. I mean, you always talk about winning the press conference. It's really hard to lose the press conference, right? But that's got to be one of the best press conferences I've ever seen. I went and I watched it after the Broncos game. And boy, this is crazy. What do you think of this? Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day, is he going to turn it around? Will Coach Prime turn things around? Let's put away the name, put it all away for a second, and think. Ask yourself, is this going to work out for Colorado? I mean, at the end of the day, if you can recruit the dogs, if you can recruit the players, that's more than half the battle. That's way more than half the battle. Brian Howell, he's a friend of the show. He's a writer for Buff Zone, and we'll probably get him on at some point this week. He's tweeting it out right now. A bunch of different things from Deion Sanders. Brian tweeted this moments ago. Deion Sanders not messing around. He was asked what the offense will look like. He said he told players, we're going to try to make you quit. Those of you we don't run off, we're going to try to make you quit. I want the ones that don't want to quit. And then get this one, Angel. He said this, get treatment about the players, injured players, whatever. Get treatment. If you're salvageable, if you're on the list that they told me you aren't worth a darn, it's a wrap. We're going to hug and kiss and say goodbye. He went on. Brian Howell, again, tweeting this out. Deion Sanders told CU players, if they're not ready to work with him, to get ready to jump in the transfer portal. Quote, Deion Sanders said this, quote, yeah, a quarterback is coming. Yep. About 10 more of them are coming, and they're dogs, and they're going to hunt, and they're going to eat. You like that? That brutal honesty about basically saying, hey, you're not in, jump in the transfer portal. Get on out of here. Hurt players, get treatment. But if you're, you know, if it ain't salvageable, don't even waste my time. You know, it's kind of a counter. It's a little bit different with the Ed McCaffrey story. I told you about the Justice Luttrell story with the shoulder, all that stuff. And he had surgery and ended up. This is basically Sanders saying, guys like that, if you're questionable, if you think you're going to have a surgery that's going to have to repair you and you're not salvageable, we'll hug and kiss and say goodbye. I mean, he is firing it out. Hell of an entertaining press conference, Anjo.
Yeah, I think just first hearing some of his comments to the players, it comes off as, wow, that's really harsh. But
brutally honest.
That is the way that this game and this sport has evolved in just the last couple of years with NIL, with the transfer portal. So it's not, hey, I'm going to come to this program, we're going to work to build this up, in 3 years we're going to be competing for titles. It's, no, next year we're competing for titles.
They think they're competing next year, dude.
We can get transfers in here. We can get recruits from the state. We can get guys that want to come play at CU, want to play for Coach Sanders. So it's a hard truth for a lot of those players, but those players have to look in the mirror and say, yeah, we were a 1-8, 1-9 football team. We were not good. What do I have to do to prove myself that I can stay here and work with this new coaching staff?
I mean, I like the honesty because we know what's going on behind closed doors with these situations, with new coaching staffs. They look at the film and they look at the roster and they initially go, who's salvageable, as Sanders said. Look at the deal here, man. Look at the deal that he's slated to make a lot of money. $5.5 million in his first season. Base pay of $500,000 supplemented by $1.75 million for radio, television, and public appearances. Another $1.75 million for promotion and fundraising. And another $1.5 million for development of the student athlete. That compensation would increase to $5.7 million in 24. $5.9 million in 25, $6.1 million in 26, and $6.3 million in 27. Rick George, did you see his comments? He was asked about the money and what it looks like. Here's what he had to say.
Like I said, we found the right guy.
Rick, how did you fast track
the transfer rule changes, and how did you come up with enough money to get this guy?
Well, look, we don't have the money yet, but I know we'll have it. So I'm not worried about that piece. You know, the support that we got from our regents, our presidents and chancellors to be able to pay him what we think we needed to pay him and his assistants to get him the kind of staff he needs. But, you know, I've said this before, that this is the time for us to put all the chips in the center, and it's time for us to make a significant commitment and so to athletics in this football program.
They're putting all the chips in. This is a don't-go-back type move, right? I mean, is this Rick George's legacy on the line here if this doesn't work out? Is that it for Rick George if this doesn't work out? Because Mel Tucker was a nice hire. Had to replace him. Carl Durrell, obviously a bad hire. You bring in Sanders, this could be epic. This could be the biggest thing in the state. Right now, it's the biggest thing in the state, folks. The Colorado Buffaloes are being talked about more than the Denver Broncos on a Monday morning after a Broncos loss. And we'll get to that. That was awful. Just awful. I'm tired of it. But the Buffs won the day. I said this last week, dude, this is the McCaffrey move on steroids, but there's some substance here. Because Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, has coaching experience, was successful at the college football ranks. So it's that move on steroids because of the name. I mean, Deion Sanders' name is way bigger than Ed McCaffrey's name by far. Plus, there's substance here. But this is a put the chips all in. UNC could put the chips all in for Ed, but still recover, kind of. This could be Rick George's legacy here. If this does not work, what's your gut tell you, Anjo? You watch a lot of college football. You kind of see guys that work out, guys that don't. Is this going to work out?
It's really hard to say with just where, you know, it's, I don't want to say starting from scratch, because he is going to bring in recruits from the transfer portal and he's going to get his own guys in there with his coaching staff, and we'll have to see how that, you know, works itself out. But, you know, you kind of get a little PTSD from the Ed McCaffrey situation where it's, oh, it's a big name. Oh, he's got a son that's going to come play quarterback. He's got all these coaches that he knows. And you got to see, oh, can he put aside his primetime personality, which it looks like he can, but can he put away the Deion Sanders personality and be Coach Sanders? Not Coach Prime, Coach Sanders.
Yeah, because at Jackson State, you get a lot of freedom to be Coach Prime, and you're going to want aspects of that, sure, but it's got to meld now in Boulder, because this is a different, you got a different culture, different situation, completely different place, and there's got to be some give and take here, and that's what you wonder is, okay, it's all well and good right now. This is the honeymoon phase at its finest. They went to the biggest resort possible, and it's wonderful. And Sanders said great things about Rick George. Mel Tucker said great things about Rick George, too. There's no question that the guy can sell his program. The money doesn't hurt either. But, you know, where are you getting it? Is that an alarm, or it'll come? I mean, it's going to come.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure they're going to sell out all of their games. And they're going to get tons of merchandise sold and all kinds of stuff. I think the concerning thing with Deion is, okay, let's say they start off their year 1-4. Maybe they finish 5-7. It's not a great year, but there's some success there. Do you start to, you know, get concerned when it's, oh, we're not competing for a Pac-12 title just yet. We're not competing for a spot in the playoff just yet. And by, you know, 2-3 years from now, is he getting an offer from another school? Is he getting an offer from a Michigan, from an Ohio State, from a, you know, a Tennessee or an LSU, just to name a couple ideas? Is this going to be a stepping stone, or is he really trying to take CU and put it back on the, you know, championship pedestal?
Well, and they changed their transfer portal stuff. Like, it looks like they're going to be changing that. Rick George told the Denver Post, we talked about the portal. I don't think Sanders said, this is what I want done, but he wanted to know that we had a plan that we could utilize to help him keep this together. So that, because they have a lot of strict rules on their transfer portal on that situation too, but it looks like they're going to lift that. I mean, They are rolling out the red carpet. What are their transfer portal rules? It's something academically, right?
Yeah, so it's not really like the portal itself. It's more of the school accepting specific credits and classes for these incoming students, or they may not offer a degree or school that is what they're currently doing. So that's been the challenge for them, is getting kids that maybe want to go to CU but can't because their education and their academics comes first.
So it sounds like they're going to – but that's a silly thing, you know, because, again, if you can bring in stud players and lift your program up, it's only going to be better for CU. They needed to do this for a long time, and if it's going to take Coach Prime to do that, then I guess so. They got a documentary crew that's already there working on a big-time documentary about his jump to the Pac-12 and what this looks like. So go vote at theholeshow.com. That's our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Will this work out? Do you think he's going to turn it around? And Rick George is making it sound like, yeah, their expectations are to turn it around next season. This is no, we're going to take time to build this. The expectations are now go compete with TCU. I mean, seriously, which is wild to me, because Deion, while good at Jackson State, great for that area and that part of college football, we don't know that he can do it at this level yet. But the expectations are there. Let's read a couple of texts. Eastside Chris. Oh, thank you for that. Nice job Saturday. You and Jerry were very compatible. That was a blast. Had a fun time with that. Great broadcast. Jerry Schimmel makes it easy. But the more important thing was that the UNC Bears beat the CSU Rams. They were 15-point dogs, Angel. This is a huge win for the University of Northern Colorado. Big time.
Absolutely. A game that, you know, all eyes up here in Northern Colorado were on, or they were listening, or they were at the game. But we talked to Coach Smile on the Good Morning NoCo this morning, and talking about how much he wanted to get that win, how much the players wanted that win. The school itself can take so much pride in getting a win. Like, yeah, it's a Mountain West game. It doesn't really matter at the end of the season, but it's a game against Colorado State, a school that's right down the road from you. You know, for some of these guys, maybe you didn't get an offer from CSU and you wanted to stick it to them a little bit. They certainly did on Saturday.
Yeah, no, that was a big one. I'm going to get into that, too. We'll have UNC head coach Steve Smiley on the program later on, actually in this hour. He said, Chris says, after that press conference, I threw down my beer, got off the coach, then ran around the block four times. Sanders scared the heck out of me. I mean, that guy's intense. He's intense. Noob says, with all the smugness coming from Boulder, I hope they fail with flying colors. Well, that's going to be the CSU
mindset. Been the trend all weekend is CSU was
a little down today. A little down. You lose to the Bears in basketball, and women's and men's, you know, football season.
They beat CU in club hockey, though. I saw that.
There you go. Got to take them when you can get them sometimes, Angel. I got to talk about that experience from Saturday, too. We'll get into all that. Let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, check them out online, fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good is, it's obvious to go with Coach Prime. That's a good thing for the state. But I'm gonna, you know, put that to the side. It's its own entity right now, because it is. The good for me is the UNC Bears beating Colorado State. What a game. What was it, 88-83? UNC found a way to get it done. They found a way to hang on, too. CSU was pushing, and I thought they might make that comeback. So congratulations to the University of Northern Colorado. The bad is the Nuggets. Rough weekend for them. Lost to Atlanta, lost yesterday, right after the Broncos game. They lost to the Pelicans, and that bench unit looked bad. Bones Highland looked bad. Malone had to pull him. I mean, it was a rough weekend for the Denver Nuggets that has me scratching my head a little bit. Last week, we were talking about, you know, the championship hopes and being contenders. Two games, it's the NBA, man. Two games just like that can make you take a step back and at least pause. And the ugly, the Broncos were not in the red zone yesterday. They scored 9 points. They lost to the Ravens. Lamar Jackson goes down. Defensively played really well, 95% of the game, but the final 5%, they gave in, and the Broncos lost another one.
Broncos country, let's rock.
Oh my gosh, dude, it is so bad. This is the sixth losing season now in a row. It's getting ready to be the seventh in a row with no playoffs. and you are not the talk of the town anymore. The Colorado Buffaloes are getting the talk. That's where we are. A team that couldn't cover 30-point spreads all season did a press conference during your game yesterday. That's what the Buffs think of themselves right now, and maybe they should. They won the day. They're winning football right now. They're not winning football games, but they're winning in football because of the hire. 21 minutes after the hour, let's take a short break. Let's talk about that move, what it means for Colorado, what it means for the state. Is it one of those moves that raises all boats? If you can get the Buffs back to being successful, does it mean college football will follow suit and people will get more excited about everything? Colorado State, Air Force, the University of Northern Colorado. We're still waiting on that news, by the way. Short break coming up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Are you in on this move? Is he turning it around? Can Coach Prime make the difference in Colorado and revive this program? We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. A lot to get into. And we don't, you know, listen, I want to make more time here for UNC head coach Steve Smiley, because that game deserves some spotlight. And that's going under the radar a little bit nationally, right? Or not nationally, statewide, because primetime. I mean, that's taken over. And it's kind of a crappy time for it because, you know, UNC got a really big win over a good Colorado State team. Colorado State plays CU on Thursday in Boulder. Primetime coming in? Is he going to be there?
I expect some kind of big hoopla announcement.
He'll be...
Is that game nationally televised?
Don't know.
It might be.
Might be now. We'll take a look. All right, 27 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's get out early here so we can catch up with UNC Bears head basketball coach Steve Smiley. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Look for the... Bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
I mean, there it is, Angel. Good work from you, man. Big W for the Bears over the weekend. They take down Colorado State 88-83. I just want to say they were 14.5 point underdogs in this game. Joining me now, UNC head coach Steve Smiley. Coach, what a victory for you guys over the weekend, man. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, thanks, Brady. I like that Bear Necessities, man. That's,
get you pumped up,
I might need to steal that or use that more. I have not connected that in 7 years. I like that one. That's a good one.
Hey, leave it to Angel back there to work his magic, time. Man. That was great. Yep. Maybe a song you guys run out to. That'll pump you up,
it
right?
Yeah. that's absolutely right. Oh, man.
All right, man. Coach, what a win by you guys. This was so much fun. I got to admit, though, late in that game, I started having flashbacks of last season, Coach, but you dug down, you found ways to win this thing, and you pulled it off at the end. But it did feel a little bit like last year for a moment.
Yeah, you and me both. You and me both. And no, there's no doubt about it. It was funny because, like, you know, when we were up, like, I don't know, 5 or 7, and Dalton Connect had a phenomenal drive baseline. You know, he beat the guy to the baseline. Helpside came over, and he almost had what would have been, like, just an amazing dunk. And the ball spit out. They came down and got 2 points during their run. And we were obviously, you know, struggling to score during that run. But it's funny, like, you know, Dorian was the scout coach, Dorian Green, who did a great job. And I looked at him, and we'd been talking about it all week, and I looked at him, and I said, PTSD, man. It's last year, Dalen had the same idea. He refused the ball screen right down the middle. And he had what would have been an unbelievable dunk with about 2 minutes to go, and the ball went in and out. I've never seen him miss that dunk. It just happened. And they came down and hit a three or whatever it was, and we lost. So, yeah, I was having – you know, it's just kind of one of those things where you got to keep your faith and your belief up, because you know, I thought we'd outplay them, you know, really the majority of that game, and they made a great run. We knew they'd come back and make a run, but when it gets to that tie game, 4 minutes to go, like, you got to have some faith, and the guys did that, and they found a way to get it done.
It's one of those games, too. And ultimately, your defense gave up 83, but, Coach, it felt like this defense was playing pretty good. They were dialed in. And then on the boards, you out-rebounded Colorado State 35-20. And I go, Theo Hughes was huge, especially in the first half. And then Brock Wisney, that kid, man. I mean, he was that. I just became a huge fanboy of that guy in the second half, especially. But talk to us about what it was for you and how you were able to out rebound the Rams.
Well, those two, Theo and Brock, had unbelievable games. Huge pieces of you know, of us winning that game. And you know, the big picture, people keep saying, like, you know, I mean, you guys are, you know, 10 days ago you lost to Colorado Christian, which again they beat us, but. You know, we continue to, I guess, you know, adapt and learn, and like, you know, keep saying we're kind of like that amoeba. And you know, this is yet again another different starting lineup for us. We try to figure things out. We started Riley. We started a little bit bigger. One of the things we learned for through the first six or seven games is that, you know, Riley at a five, we struggled to rebound. We're just too small all the way around. But Riley at a four, now Dalton's at the three. Now we are a little bit bigger.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, we talked a lot about Battleground Pro Wrestling about a month ago. That was a fun interview that we did with one of the wrestlers. So we got another event coming up, folks. You don't want to miss this one for January. Battleground Pro Wrestling presents Winter Warfare at the Greeley Rec Center, January 7th. Doors open at 5:30. Former WWE superstar Brian Kendrick will be taking on Sam Knight in the main event. So this is going to be huge. Again, and it's in your own backyard. Seating is limited. So you can get pre-sale tickets at BattlegroundProWrestling.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Battleground Pro Wrestling. It's gonna be a monster deal. Cannot wait for this again. All right, First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Your thoughts on Coach Prime. A lousy weekend for the Nuggets, an ugly weekend for the Broncos, an exciting weekend for the UNC Bears. A disappointing weekend for Colorado State. Am I missing anything? Oh, in the college football playoffs. That was crazy. I think that if K-State ends up winning by two touchdowns, Alabama's in this thing. We got a lot to talk about on, Joe. All right, second hour coming up next. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy.